There's a range of kind of possible hackers that you might want to worry about. I mean, there's all kinds of people, actually. So there's people within the country that might want to kind of influence the election. The candidates themselves, of course, might want to influence the election. And then, as I mentioned, there's the possibility that the developers and organizers of the election, they might want to influence things. But perhaps the biggest problem, or the one that's most difficult to understand and to quantify, is the possibility of overseas actors. I mean, it could be foreign nation states, it could be terrorist groups, it could be organized criminals who want to influence our elections or the elections of specific countries. And all those possibilities make it really important that you have this independent ability to verify the outcome so that you're not dependent on the possibility that the organizers or the programmers were influenced by other people that are trying to subvert the election. I think they're justifiably cautious, but no, I would not say they're resistant. As you may know, John Bercow, the Speaker of the House of Commons, has recently called for online voting and hopes that that could be in place by 2020. I personally think that may be a little bit optimistic to get it by 2020, but I think it's worth trying for, and certainly by the following election, it's definitely worth trying for. So I think there's a lot of interest in that, because I think governments see a lot of advantages in terms of the economics and in terms of appealing to voters, and especially younger voters. And by the way, it's, John Bercow had this idea of digital democracy. So there was a digital democracy commission, of which electronic voting is just one part. The other parts of it are to do with engaging people in the legislative process more generally, and using technology to do that. So I think there is a lot of interest from government in doing that.